Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Right here in Wisconsin is a world leader in renewable energy solutions. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. DVO Inc. is North America's largest biogas company, known for its digesters that process more farm and industrial waste than any other. DVO President Steve Dvorak joins us today with some global perspective on the sustainability conversation. But first, to give people a real sense of your business, when I think of a digester, I'm thinking of manure digesters that turn methane gas into electricity. But you guys do much more than just manure.
Well, the number one digester that we make is turning manures into biogas, primarily cow manure, but it can be hogs, it can be poultry, it can be beef cattle. We also do processing and waste, such as slaughterhouse waste, processing waste, starch waste, ethanol waste, so forth. We can do some food waste. So we do different things as long as it's organic and will biodegrade into gas. In other words, bacteria can break it down the molecular structure. We will do that.
Is it always methane gas that comes off of any kind of product?
Right, yeah. The methane gas, people have to realize the methane gas is actually a waste from the bacteria. In other words, every living organism, as it consumes something, including people, will give off a waste, and the waste from the bacteria is a gas that's part CO2 and part CH4.
Yeah, and you get that bacteria to make that gas by keeping the contents hot, right?
Yeah, a four-stomach ruminant animal like a cow is an anaerobic digester system. So we keep the digester at 101 degrees Fahrenheit, the same as a cow's stomach. We use the same bacteria that's in a cow's stomach. And those bacteria, when they break down carbon molecular chains in the food supply, they give off a gas that has CH4 in the gas.
And you guys do this worldwide. It's not just happening here in Wisconsin or even the Midwest. You guys are in China. You're in Australia. What are some of those locations where you can find a DVO design?
I think we're in over 20 states in the United States now. Wisconsin is still our largest state, but we are in about 20-some states. We're also in Canada, Chile, South Africa, England. We have Serbia, a number of them in Serbia, a number of them in China, South Africa, Australia, and we've got two or three of them in India.
In your global reach, I mean, this gives you a perspective beyond U.S. borders, right? In the U.S., we know that clean energy, environmental sustainability is a priority now for most consumers. And so what about the rest of the world? Is that top of mind for them as well?
Oh, yeah. I would say that a lot of countries have clean energy and carbon sequestration and energy as a very high priority. Some of them even more so than the United States has, to be honest. There's countries that are adding to it all the time. About a month ago, Ukraine came on board, the same Ukraine that's having some issues with their border with Russia. But Ukraine's on board, and within the last 2-3 weeks, I've had a number of calls from Ukraine about digesters because the government now is pushing the sustainability of digesters.
Kind of a value-added product, at least for on-farm, right?
Right. The source of revenue is getting to be very substantial, primarily for dairy and hog people because of the California programs and the federal government's RIN program. So the source of additional revenue, especially for milk, is getting to be very substantial. Sometimes it's more than what the milk is.
Folks can get a chance to hear more from you at an upcoming panel with Wisp Business and Wisp Politics. Our own fabulous farm babe will be moderating that, Pam Yockey. So I'm going to give you a little practice question. What is the relationship between climate change and farming from your point of view?
Well, climate change, of course, is the buildup of gases in the atmosphere, CO2, methane. Those are probably the two big ones. And farming, of course, is directly involved in that. The growth of plants, photosynthesis, removes the most CO2 of any system in the world just by growing plants. You remove CO2 from the atmosphere, so farmers obviously are directly involved in that. The biodegradation of plants and animal manures creates some of the pollution, so it's a closed cycle on animal waste. It's a closed cycle on farming. So growing trees, for example, reduces as well, which is a long-term storage. So farming's got a big footprint on this. They're a great removal of CO2, but they also do produce some CO2.
So it sounds like you see agriculture as a solution to tackling the warming climate.
Absolutely. Farming is in some ways, the simplest, the most effective way to help global warming.
Now, Steve, we've been talking nonstop the past almost 2 years now about supply chain disruption and workforce challenges happening in Wisconsin. I want to know if any of that's impacted your business at all.
Yes, it has. Everybody that you talk to, the farmers, the implement dealers, DVO making digesters, everybody, the McDonald's people, everybody's got somewhat of a labor issue finding good people. That's a problem. You have, that's probably the biggest problem, is just finding help today in Wisconsin is an issue.
What about even finding materials right now?
We're having that too. Not so much, I don't think, from the Wisconsin base, but we're having problem finding stainless steel pipe, black iron pipe, or stainless steel valves are extremely hard to find. Having a problem finding even tractors and combines simply because there's a supply chain issue. People that use computer chips in our industry, which we use a lot of computer controls, that's getting to be very hard to do. So the supply chain is affecting what we're doing. Things we get from overseas that we used to get in a month are now taking 6 months.
Are you involved in any conversations maybe surrounding new policy to kind of help this supply chain get through to the other side?
Well, we're working with our suppliers. We're advancing our orders more and more. We're putting in orders for further out delivery. So we're trying to do our system that way, and that seems to be helping us.
This might be getting into the panel you're going to be talking on, but I want to know if you are talking with lawmakers about ways to make building digesters easier or a way to incentivize that for your customers.
There's interest in almost every state in that. Wisconsin has a panel that Representative Paulson is leading up, and that's a very good panel. I happen to be on that. So there's interest in every state to doing that. I think it has some legs. There's some interest in the new budget that we're waiting to see in Washington, D.C. for climate change and renewable energy. So there's a lot of interest in it. It's a political process. For me, it's a slow process, but it seems like it keeps moving ahead.
All right, Steve, thanks again for your time today. I'll let you have the last word before we say goodbye.
I guess I'd like to say that I'm proud that we're a Wisconsin-based company, Wisconsin-based engineering, and we're proud that we can represent the United States in Wisconsin. Most of our competitors are European, so we're kind of unique that we are U.S.-based and especially Wisconsin-based.
Steve Dvorak of DVO Inc. will join DACAP Secretary Randy Romanski, state lawmakers, and industry leaders on the February 23rd panel. Again, that'll be moderated by a fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke at the Fox Valley Technical College DJ Bordini Center in Appleton. If you're interested in attending, you can register at wispolitics.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.